Alfredo Juarez is a farm worker in Skagit County. Juarez was one of the demonstrators who gathered in Olympia on Friday to call for better regulations to protect farm workers from heat and wildfire smog.
The heat rule should apply when temperature reaches 75, not 89, because to everybody in the community, 75 is already hot, but to us in the field, 75 feels like 90, 100 degrees.
Workers also ask for hazard pay when the temperature reaches 80 degrees and to be able to go home to cool down when it gets up to 90 degrees. Farm workers also want to get paid for the rest of the hours they should have worked. The president of Familias Unidas por la Justicia delivered petitions to the governor. The executive director of Front and Centered, an organization that works for climate justice, is Aurora Martin. She says climate change is hitting frontline communities such as farm workers, and regulations must respond to it.
We cannot take this issue, this crisis that is affecting all of our communities, lightly, and we cannot stand aside with just poor policies.
Farm workers want resources to support workers affected by climate change and accountability of state agencies with the guidelines issued by the State Environmental Justice Council. Farm workers also want to close the legal loopholes, allowing companies to offset their environmental responsibility by trading carbon credits. In an email statement, the governor's communications office said at this point, quote, "A climate emergency declaration is not on the table. We are confident the legislature will continue working with us in further advancing the fight against climate change in Washington." End quote. A report by the University of Washington Climate Impact Group says at least 80% of farm workers experience heat-related illness, and it can cause accidents, traumatic injuries, and even death. I'm Johanna Bejarano.